This is Diane Roberts. This is VOA News. The U.S. Democratic presidential candidates are urging voters to come out in force today to declare their choice in the New Hampshire primary. Enjoying a comfortable lead in a state very close to his home in Vermont, Senator Bernie Sanders is tonight's favorite.
Let us go forward. Let us have the largest voter turnout in the history of the New Hampshire primary. Let's win this thing. Let's transform America.
President Pete! President Pete!
A group of Pete Buttigieg supporters last night in anticipation of today's big day. The former mayor of South Bend, Indiana, is nipping at the heels of Sanders, some calling it a two-person race.
Well, I certainly think there's a very clear contrast between my approach and my friend Senator Sanders' approach. He's talking about either a revolution or a status quo, and there's nothing in between.
At the last minute, Senator Amy Klobuchar seems to be surging due to last week's breakout debate performance.
If you are tired of the extremes and the noise and the nonsense, you have a home with me. And I'm someone that's been able to knit together fired up Democratic base plus independents plus moderate Republicans.
During a news conference, Attorney General William Barr announced that four members of the Chinese military have been charged with breaking into the networks of the Equifax credit reporting agency.
The hackers obtained the names, birth dates, and social security numbers of nearly 150 million Americans. And the driver's licenses of at least 10 million Americans.
The four are also accused of stealing trade secrets, including database designs. FBI's deputy director says some might wonder what good it does to indict hackers that are beyond the reach of the U.S. government. While the four have been identified, they have not been arrested. This is VOA News. The death toll from the new coronavirus outbreak exceeds 1,000 people as the top two health officials in central China's Hubei province have been removed from their posts. Hubei is the epicenter of the outbreak. Chinese state media reported Tuesday the Communist Party boss of Hubei's Provincial Health Commission and the commission's director have both been dismissed. The firings come a day after another 103 deaths were reported in Hubei province, where millions remain under lockdown and people are complaining of food shortages. A total of nearly 43,000 cases across China have been confirmed by the central government. A new report by advocates for asylum seekers in Britain says women fleeing persecution and sexual violence often live in absolute poverty without access to housing, financial support, or the right to work. Martha Vanderwolf reports from London.
The report by the non-governmental organization Women for Refugee Women says of the asylum-seeking women becoming destitute in Britain, three-quarters ended up in that situation after their asylum claim was rejected. Women for Refugee Women's Priscilla Dudja headed the research. She says destitute women suffer in ways different from men.
For example, the prevalence of sexual violence, being caught in abusive relationships, the struggles that women go through to access period products like pads and tampons. And there was a sense among the women in our network that although there's been some really good research on asylum and migrant destitution more generally, the specific experiences of refugee women aren't properly understood.
There are no statistics available on the total number of asylum seekers living in destitute in Britain. Marta van der Wolf for VOA News, London.
A Turkish state broadcaster reports Turkey-backed Syrian rebels have downed a helicopter believed to belong to the Syrian government in northwestern Syria's Nayrib town as clashes continue in the region. The incident comes a day after Syrian government forces killed five Turkish soldiers in northwestern Syria, prompting retaliation from the Turkish troops in the region. A Russian court has handed down sentences ranging from 6 to 18 years to a group of young leftist activists accused of running an underground anarchist terrorist network. The latest chapter in a controversial case marred by allegations that evidence was fabricated or gained through torture by the country's federal security services. According to Monday's ruling handed down in the regional city of Penza, the seven defendants, most of them in their 20s, were planning terrorist attacks amid the 2018 presidential elections and World Cup as part of an anarchist group called The Network, or SET in Russian. Members were also convicted on additional charges of weapons and drug possession. This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts.
In broadcast.